Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. Very interesting case of almost generalized chorea, even some lower face involvement after a bilateral basal ganglia infarct with sudden onset on waking up, and patient with around age 50, it's actually age 68, and has background history of hypertension and diabetes. It's interesting that most common movement disorders after stroke is chorea. It is typically seen immediately within few hours or at the onset of stroke. However, 90% of them resolve in 24 hours, and most of them are gone in a few days to a month. So that's why we actually don't see much chorea as movement disorder doctors in our clinic, because it's the stroke doctors who will often have the opportunity to see the chorea, but a lot of time it's so mild that you would not pick it up unless you are specifically trained on it. The most common movement disorders we see in our clinic is dystonia, with or without spasticity, which typically starts few months after stroke, so not immediately and not in the first few weeks. And it typically establishes gradually, sometimes over weeks or months, and sometimes it comes on even up to 2 years after the stroke. And then strokes of basal ganglia, as we're talking about, are interesting because they typically give dystonia in younger adult, let's say below age 40 or so. But in an older patient with basal ganglia stroke, we typically see late onset Parkinsonism. So like this case of 68 is a very high risk of developing late onset Parkinson's, vascular Parkinsonism from the stroke and basal ganglia. I've actually personally seen a patient, young female, about 19 years of age, who consulted with me with a severe one-sided hemidystonia, which was very bothersome, very active, that presented 1 to 2 years after onset of this severe hemidystonia, and has a history of a basal ganglia bleed at age 12 with significant resolution, because bleeds usually absorb very well and a small scar tissue is left later on.
To learn more about the Mini Fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, D-A-N-I-S-H, space B-H-A-T-T-I. You can also find me on Twitter at Danish Bahati _MD and on LinkedIn.